This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it allowed to say rest in peace for a non-Muslim who's deceased? What does rest in peace mean? When, if rest in peace, what is intended is that this is a prayer that I am asking of God that He envelop this person with peace and tranquility and mercy and what have you, then this is not allowed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah At-Tawbah, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَلَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى. Allah says it is not allowed or befitting for the Prophet or those who believe that they seek forgiveness for those who passed away in polytheism, even if they be of their relatives. مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. After it's become clear to them that they are of the people of the hellfire. And so this verse prohibited the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. And you have to think about who the Prophet and his companions were. They were converts. The Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, they were all converts. They had cousins who were non-Muslims and parents who were non-Muslims and children who were non-Muslim. And even the Prophet ﷺ himself, his own parents, and Abu Talib, his uncle. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not allowed for you to seek forgiveness for them. And so this verse prohibits us from doing so. You may pray for a person as much as you want when they are alive, after they pass away. However, if they have died upon kufr, then we leave their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have been prohibited from seeking forgiveness for them. What this should do and what this should inspire in us, however, is the desire to call people to goodness while they are alive, to be a people of da'wah and an ummah of da'wah as we are called to be.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.